Well, new information tells us that for the past 10 years, ever since September 11th, Muslim communities around the country have been the object of increased scrutiny, fed by fears of homegrown terrorism. This week, an internal report from the New York Police Department, it was obtained by the Associated Press, provides a pretty surprising portrait of just how far the NYPD's intelligence division went in monitoring ordinary American Muslims, specifically college students. According to that report, the NYPD began a large-scale surveillance program of Muslim student groups at 13 colleges in the Northeast. They monitored their websites, read their email correspondences, took notes on their activities, who they went to lunch with, when they got to class, hopefully when they weren't late. In one case, they even sent an undercover officer on a whitewater rafting trip with Muslim students from the City College of New York, those organized by City College's Muslim Student Association. Joining us now, one of the students on that rafting trip, Gerard Rossell. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
How did you find out that you and your group were being monitored by the NYPD?
I actually got a call on Valentine's Day, surprisingly, from an AP reporter telling me that I was named in this report that had just been leaked to them. It was quite surprising, but it wasn't completely surprising because we are aware that the NYPD has been doing this for quite some time.
So if you kind of suspected it, what were your thoughts when you found out for sure that you'd been monitored?
It just brought everything home when he told me that your name is here and it says that the undercover officer was in your car. Apparently, I picked him up at a train station to make it easy for him instead of having to have him take the train to the original meeting place.
You gave this NYPD intelligence officer a lift.
Excuse me?
You gave him a ride.
Yes, I gave him a ride, yes.
That's Gerard Rossell, a student who was monitored by the NYPD during a whitewater rafting trip, among other places. Matt Apuzzo also joins us, an Associated Press reporter who's been covering the NYPD's infiltration of Muslim communities. Matt, just how deep did this infiltration go?
Well, you know, we knew that they were looking at Muslim student associations. I mean, we reported months ago that the NYPD infiltrated Muslim student groups all around New York City. I mean, you know, we have documents showing that they had undercover officers or informants in dozens of mosques and Muslim student associations. What this document and some new information we were able to obtain, what that showed us was just the extent to which they were interested in Muslim student groups far, far outside their jurisdiction. I mean, they were talking with local authorities about professors at the University of Buffalo. We know that as you said, they sent somebody a whitewater rafting trip. We also have information that that there was this undercover operation near Rutgers University that fell apart in 2009, and one of the purposes of it was to sort of, you know, keep tabs on the Muslim student group at Rutgers. You know, but these documents show that every day they were, the NYPD was going on to these Muslim Student Association websites. They were going to blogs, as you said, email groups. And if you were posting or if you were active, you were written into these intelligence files that were addressed directly to Ray Kelly. So it was, what professor is coming to lecture? What student is organizing the lecture? What student forwarded this information on to the larger group? And all of that went into the NYPD file.
That's Matt Apuzzo, who's an Associated Press reporter who worked on this story, the NYPD's infiltration of Muslim communities and student organizations specifically. And Gerard Rossell, you're an American citizen, right?
Yes, I am.
I can't imagine what that would feel like to have your own government spying on you for no real cause. I mean, you didn't do anything to bring suspicion upon yourself except be a Muslim.
It's really heartbreaking because if I'm ever at a store and I have a choice between American and Chinese, I'm trying to buy American to really show that I am an American in every way that I can. And then these things come out, which really are kind of slap in our face, who are the people who are trying to assimilate into the country and lose our foreign identity to become American.
And let me ask you, Matt Apuzzo, the NYPD justifies these kind of things because they say it's very difficult to fight homegrown terrorism. They say that things like the attempted Times Square bombing from Faisal Shahzad justifies this program.
Right. I mean, what this is all about is the NYPD has been very forward leaning in the analytical intelligence world. So trying to identify sort of the warning signs, the red flags, and the common denominators of homegrown terrorists. And so when we asked about this, they gave us this long list. Here's a dozen people who are terrorists from around the world who have been linked to their Muslim Student Association. And so we found this with a number of the programs that we've uncovered, you know, infiltration of mosques, infiltration of Muslim communities. The idea is, well, terrorists would use that mosque, you know, terrorists would use that student association. Or not even that mosque. They would use a mosque. They would use a student association. So we need to be in, or we need to be looped in on all of them to try to be able to spot early warning signs. And so the offshoot of that is a lot of innocent people also go to mosques. Yeah. A lot of innocent people.
Mostly
also go,
innocent
right.
people.
Yeah, exactly.
Like Jawad Rossell, who's also with us. Jawad Rossell is one of the students that was monitored by the NYPD. And Jawad, I got to ask you, what is your response when the NYPD says, look, we do this to keep you safe. We do this because there are American citizens who are willing to hurt other Americans. How do you respond to that?
I think that's completely incorrect because when we find out these things, that we were being under surveillance and being watched and all of these things, it actually creates a lot more hatred, if anything. The better approach would be to work on, in a proactive manner, to fill an identity crisis that exists amongst many students who happen to be from Muslim families. There's a gap, and they feel like foreigners from these things, and that's what we need to really work on to address this problem.
You're saying that programs like this radicalize young people?
Yes, they do. A lot of people who are already on the hinges of the society, they are thrown even more outside it when these things come out and it turns out that there was a spy who was spying on them for the last 1 year.
That's Jawad Rossell, one of the students that was monitored through this NYPD intelligence program. Matt Apuzzo, last quick question for you. This program continues, does it not?
The open source, as they call it, monitoring of Muslim student websites and whatnot, the police department says ended in 07, but certainly the NYPD remains interested in Muslim Student Association. So if they feel a need to investigate, that's going to continue. We know that continued well beyond 2007.
Matt Apuzzo, Associated Press reporter covering the NYPD infiltration of Muslim communities. Thanks to you both.